you. Download our 100 Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100andchamberradio.com app today.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
President Obama is naming federal Judge Merrick Garland to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Democratic National Committee Chairperson Debbie Wasserman Schultz says Garland should be approved by the Senate.
Justice Garland has earned the support of Republicans and Democrats alike since 1997, with one senior Republican previously calling Judge Garland a consensus nominee and vowing to help President Obama ensure him a seat on the Supreme Court.
Obama announced his pick today and called Garland the right man for the right job. The president said Garland is considered one of the nation's sharpest legal minds. North Korea is giving an American student 15 years of hard labor for crimes against the state. Otto Warmbier from the University of Virginia was arrested in January as he was trying to leave North Korea and was accused of committing hostile acts. Warmbier said at a press conference last month that he committed the crime of taking down a political slogan poster from an international hotel. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
A big night for Donald Trump. More from senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
Republican frontrunner Donald Trump took time in his victory speech after winning in Florida to poke some fun at the anti-Trump ads run against him in the state. Trump said he was at the PGA tournament this weekend surrounded by large TVs, when one ad came on.
The worst commercial, and I'm with these wonderful people from Cadillac and all these top executives, and I'm saying, look over there, look, don't watch it, don't, you don't want to watch it. I'm saying, isn't the grass beautiful? Look, don't watch.
Almost $8 million in anti-Trump advertising ran in Florida, which Trump said just boosted his numbers. I'm Jason Wirt.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump is predicting riots if he doesn't win the Republican presidential nomination. The GOP frontrunner told CNN's New Day that if he goes into the Republican convention this summer with almost enough delegates to win but doesn't, bad things would happen. As it stands now, Trump might not have the clear majority needed to secure the nomination outright. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Florida's governor is calling on Republicans to come together and support Donald Trump. The endorsement from Governor Rick Scott comes after Florida primary voters overwhelmingly backed the Trump campaign. Scott says it's clear that voters want a businessman outsider who will shake up the status quo in Washington. In a Facebook post, Scott says it's time to end what he called Republican-on-Republican violence and get serious about winning in November. A major city is suspending all subway service for an entire day to conduct safety inspections. More on that from USA's Chris Barnes.
Washington, D.C. shutting down its entire Metro rail system for at least 29 hours. Metro making the dramatic decision on Tuesday afternoon after an electric cable caught fire the previous morning. The safety check will be aimed at avoiding a repeat of last year's deadly smoke incident at L'Enfant Plaza Station in the district. D.C. officials are scrambling to increase bus service and provide alternative transportation during the shutdown. In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump's campaign is making good on a threat to ban a reporter who wrote a story the campaign did not like. Political reporter Ben Schrechinger was kept out of the Republican frontrunner's press conference in Florida last night after he won at least three presidential primaries. Trump officials threatened last week to keep political reporters out of Trump's campaign events. Trump's people are upset over Politico's reporting on claims that Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski grabbed a reporter's arm and pulled her away when she tried to ask the real estate mogul a question. I'm Melody Burkett.
And good afternoon, and welcome to Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. This is the show where we interact with you, the public. You can contact us a number of ways. One is through our open phone line. Our open phone lines are 908-237-0410. No waiting. 908-237-0410. If you want to text me, you can text me your questions at 908-884-0770. Or contact me by email, which is cajunmaven@aol.com. CajunMavin at AOL.com. CajunMavin at AOL.com. We'll take a couple commercial messages and we'll be back shortly with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, we are back with Modern Design, Design Dilemmas here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Let's take a look at the weather. And because I had my car washed in between my morning show and my afternoon show, of course, it's going to rain. Okay, National Weather Service is letting me know that it's mostly cloudy now with 65 degrees. This afternoon, there's showers likely, high of 64 degrees. Tonight, there's a 30% chance of scattered showers with a low of 46. On Thursday, there is a chance of showers, 30%, with a high of 64. On Thursday night, there's a 30% chance of showers with a low of 38. On Friday, again, 30% chance of showers with a high of 53. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 28. A little cold on Friday night. Saturday is going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 47. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 30. And on Sunday, there's a chance, 40% chance of rain with a high of 47. So I guess we're out of the deep winter and transiting towards spring. I had a couple appointments in between our morning show and afternoon show and noticed that there were a lot of buds. I saw some forsythia in full bloom and some buds on the tree. So it's kind of nice to transition in the season. It also sort of reminds us that it's time to do stuff in the house. I think that's sort of a subtle clue to get out there and clean up your outside pots and power wash and start doing those things as we transition to the spring season. My name is Rich Scuderi. My show is Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. We do this show every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. and give you the opportunity, the listeners, to call in. To text or to email me. We also go to social media, my Facebook site and Twitter, and we go to you, the public, to get your questions on what's trending, what you're having problems with, maybe some resources that you found. If you want to share anything with us in this hour, the phone number is 908-237-0410. We are a web-based radio station, so often we don't get lots of calls, but we usually get one or two calls per show. So I do refer to social media and read it. So we'll be reading some of those questions from our listeners that I've received through social media and through texts. My first question came to me from Karen, and she's from Holland Township. And she writes that she wants to redo her living room, and she wanted to know maybe some suggestions of what she should be looking for. Okay, well, I don't have a picture, so I'll just go by basically what I've seen that I think might be nice for you for a living room space. One of the things that I really enjoy on a first floor of a house is hardwood floors. So I guess if you have high hardwood floors underneath carpet, I would definitely expose them. And then perhaps think about investing in some hardwood floors. I think it's the best surface for a living room specifically. And I would suggest starting with the flooring. I still prefer a wider board and a medium dark color floor, something that I like. And then going up the walls, starting with your baseboard and your trim, I do like a nice new fresh paint. I like Benjamin Moore's Super White. It's a pre-mixed white and semi-gloss. And then I do like that same Super White and flat on your ceilings. And then as far as wall color goes, you know, there's certainly a myriad of colors that you can choose. But I'd probably choose one of the grays, the gray or the gray-beige tones, kind of nice for a living room space. Benjamin Moore's Gray Owl is a color I've been using a lot. Revere Pewter, which is another Benjamin Moore color, or Edgecombe Gray. It's sort of a neutral gray-beige, those last two, and work well with all different pops of color. That's the way things have been going lately. Then I would probably address your windows. You have two layers of window treatments. One is the underlayer, and that's the privacy layer. And one of the things that I might suggest you do is to do some sort of a shade or a blind with a little bit of a texture to it. I recently did a blind, a wood blind, as the underneath treatment. I lined it with a white lining, so it back to the street in white, and then gave it some texture in the space. Because don't forget, we're having pretty neutral walls and floors, so we want the pop to come in with what we're going to do around it. So adding wood tones, adding some pops of serious color help to accommodate this look with less paint on the walls. So now we have our floors done with a medium hardwood floor. We have a beautiful grayish or gray beige paint, white trim, white ceilings. We have a window treatment for privacy, like a blind or a shade as the undermount treatment. You also could use a Roman shade. A Roman shade is nice as an under treatment. And in your living room and dining room spaces, I like panel drapes, single profile panel drapes about 54 inches in width. And we want to go as high as you possibly can. If you have crown molding, then you want to start your hardware for your drape just underneath that. And if you don't, you want to go almost to the ceiling with it. It will make the room appear taller, and it's a more flattering look. So I would suggest that we get a rod, if you will, that will accommodate your window, and then do panel drapes. They could be off the rack. They don't have to be custom, on either side of the window. And when you dress the window, you want to make sure that the drapery panel sits mostly on the wall and just a little bit towards the framework of the window. So it will give the illusion that your windows are twice the size. Also, when light goes through a panel drape, often it's not as pretty. So if it's facing the wall, you're going to get some more solidness to the the treatment to the fabric because you don't have the light coming through the back of it. So I would do a very straight profile. I would do an undermount matchstick blind, a roller shade, or a Roman shade, and then I would do a top-mounted high bar. And I would do drapery panels that are stationary on either side. The next thing you want to do when you do that is that you want to get an area rug. And this is where the point where we need to start putting some color together. I'm a bigger fan these days of doing the window treatments in a neutral solid color and then having the carpet have a little bit going on as far as patterning. So I would look at the space and I would say, okay, we want to make sure that we have a good size perimeter around the room that exposes the hardwood floors that you paid all your money for. But you want to pick your area rug to incorporate that block of color because we have a very neutral wall color. So I'd pick an accent color. If I went with a gray or a grayish, I like sort of pale tealy colors, like a pale light teal or a light ocean blue to go with the gray. It's a nice combination and very in style today. So if we picked a pale soft color, I'd start by grounding that with the rug and finding something within that range. If you're not able to find something off the rack, you can go to your local rug provider in the area, rug purveyor, I should say, in the area. I like Rugs to Richards. This is who I share my space with in Flemington. John is very good and can take any broadloom carpet, any carpet you like, and then cut it to size and bind it and make it into an area rug. And that's the way carpets are going these days. They're not doing as many of the what was called the classic oriental look. We're going to more of a non-fringed, simpler profile with texture, and then you can really pick exactly what you want color-wise. You can pick exactly what you want and have it cut to size, so if you're nice, you have a nice wood border around the space. Then I would take a look at the space and look at the certain things of your specific room. Again, I don't have the picture, so I can't comment specifically, but in that case, I would see where the windows are placed and see where if there's a fireplace. Big thing is if there's a television going into the space. I will tell you this. Two of my projects currently, I'm adding a television over the fireplace to the living room because the living room, or any room for that matter without a TV, often goes unused. So in both these cases, the home, their living room was the biggest room in the house, and it was sitting empty, and they were squeezing into a little room in the back off the kitchen because they wanted to watch television. So, you know, I really changed my opinion of TV above a fireplace or TV in the living room. It just seems the way things are going, and you do want to take advantage of all your real estate, of all your square footage in your house. There are a lot of things that you can do if you don't want to look at the television. You can incorporate the television into an armoire and have it be closed and then slide open when you need it. You can do some sort of a wood screen over the top of it and then open it up when you watch television if it's above a fireplace. And then there is a new invention out there. There's a television. It's a little bit expensive yet. It's a flat screen that when it's off, it looks like a mirror. And then when it's on, it actually is a television. So there are things if you have a slightly more formal room that you can do as a compromise. And the look we're looking for in a room like this, a living room space, is casually elegant. You don't want to make your living room so formal that nobody wants to sit in it. But you do want to make it more elegant than your family room. So we want to pick casually elegant fabrics. We want to have fabrics that are scotch-guarded at a minimum or sunbrella-type fabrics, indoor-outdoor fabrics. They've come such a long way now. So if somebody spills, we don't really have such a panic attack on that we can just let that go. That being said, I would take a look at your floor plan now for furniture. It's been my life experience that love seats don't typically work out. If you're entertaining in that room, there's not enough room for two adults that don't know each other to sit comfortably. So I'm a big fan of sofas. I'm also not a fan of, for a living room specifically, in a sectional. I don't think they accommodate seating in a slightly more formal environment. So I would suggest two sofas. I like the combination of two sofas facing each other. That's a nice look for communication. I like two sofas on an L shape and then chairs. I like one sofa and then two individual chairs. And I've even done a combination lately where I do four beautiful low wing chairs or comfortable chairs with a low round ottoman in the center. You want to create a pattern that which evokes conversation. I'm doing a lot of coffee tables lately that are ottomans, and then we put a tray down. So if you're serving coffee or after dinner drinks, you have the dual purpose of both seating and putting your feet up, as well as entertaining, using that as a flat surface. So that's something that I would probably recommend. Other colors that work well with the grays are the grayishes. You could do a pop of coral. Coral's a retro color that's really coming back in style. Grays and yellows go very well together. Grays and citrus green, if you do like a lime or a citrus green, that's a beautiful pop of color with gray. You can do chocolate brown and add a little animal print and texture that way. There's a myriad of colors you can do. Red, I have a client right now who's in Union, New Jersey, and we did their room in a beautiful soft gray tone, a grayish tan, a grayish, and we're doing all pops of red, and it really is striking. It's a good color combination. Navy blue is also good with a gray combination. You can do a lot of pops of color. If you head out to the Ethan Allen locations, the one I like is on Route 22 westbound in Watchung, but you can go to any of them, and you'll see that a lot of their room setups now are grays or grayishes. The color of the walls is neutral. The floor is relatively neutral, but they accessorize with big pops of different colors. Orange is another one. I saw a room done in gray and orange. It was absolutely beautiful. But you need that pop of color in the space. And I am a very big fan of using nest of tables throughout a space. And that is small tables that stack. So when you entertain, if the room is large, you can put down a drink and be comfortable with that. So I hope that was helpful to you in decorating a living room starting from scratch. We're going to be taking some commercial messages now. And we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. If you'd like to call in and voice your opinion or give us a question, the phone number here is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. This call, the question actually, comes from a client in Annandale, New Jersey, who wants to dress up their powder room. They have a very plain powder room, and they want to put a little bling into it. So here's some suggestions that I have for a powder room that I tell people all the time. I do like, if you have hardwood floors on the first floor, that the flooring from the first floor of the foyer just transition into the bathroom. I'm not crazy about it being a separate surface. If there is if you have to create a separate surface, then tile is always your best bet. And I always say powder rooms are typically small, so you really can afford to do some natural stone, maybe even some Carrara or some beautiful tile, some travertine or something a little bit, if you have that space, a little bit higher end, because you're not, that's the bathroom that people are going to see. Typically, people don't even see the second floor of a home. The rooms that they go into are your sitting room, your bathroom, your dining room, and perhaps your kitchen. So those are the rooms that are being most seen, and most guests, if they're there for a couple of hours, will definitely use your, whether to wash their hands or what have you, will go through that powder room. So the powder room, I always say, is one of the most important rooms to be like a little bit elegant, a little bit over the top. And we're not dealing with a lot of square footage in the most part, so you can really make it kind of special. So I would start, if you have hardwood floors, carry them through so that there's no transition. I like that best. If not, then let's talk about some sort of a tile surface. Maybe some travertine or some beautiful stone on the floor. The next thing I do is, if you're going to replace, in this case, the commode, I like white sinks and white toilets. So I like the Kohler Memoirs toilet. It's got a nice profile. It's a comfort height. It's a China white toilet. Works very well in that space, has high flush capacity, and works well for a powder room. The next thing I would address is your sink. I'm not a fan of pedestal sinks. In my own home, I do have one, so I'm being a little bit of a hypocrite. I have five bathrooms, but the one, the powder room, is very small. I have a pedestal sink and haven't changed it. When I do change it out, I will change it with a vanity. Well, good thing today about vanities is they have varying depths. So you could have a very, very shallow vanity, but still have a vanity in your powder room. I highly recommend them. You're able to store so many things that are not something that you want to display, extra TP, soaps, so on, that you can have in those places for your guests. Also, when you have a vanity, it's an opportunity to bring in some style. Your cabinet could be stained. It could be beautiful painted. It could be hand painted. It could be distressed. It gives you an opportunity to bring in a quality look and to put beautiful hardware on it and a nice faucet. So that really affects the look of the powder room. The next thing that I would address is the walls. I'm not a fan, and I've said this many times on the show, I'm not a fan of putting paint in powder rooms. They're usually a high traffic area and not necessarily your family members. Well, they could be your family members. Powder room or formal powder room, if you have more than one on the first floor, I really like to dress it up with a little bit of wallpaper. And the reason I say that is not only for the aesthetics, but for practical purposes. When people use a powder room in someone else's house, they will inevitably wash their hands, and water from their fingertips will get right on the sheetrock, particularly around the back of the mirror. And you see those marks very clearly on the sheetrock. Sheetrock is paper, and you'll see those water stains and so on. If you use a proper paper, a vinyl paper or vinyl that looks like grass cloth or vinyl that looks like texture, that certainly hides that. And it also dresses up the bathroom. A couple of tricks: if you have a small powder room, I like to always add a chair rail. Even if I do the same treatment on top to bottom, it's kind of a nice look, and it brings your eye to the outer edges of the powder room to make it look bigger. You also could do contrasting on the bottom and the top. You can do a wainscoting, a bead board, a lot of different treatments on the bottom if you wish, if you put a chair rail up, and then have the top be a beautiful paper. I do like grass cloth. They make gorgeous vinyl grass cloths now in varying textures, in varying colors. I just did one recently in a denim blue, and it was really striking, with some silver accents, and really very, very pretty and finished. But whatever works for you. But I highly recommend a vinyl paper in that space, or something a little bit elegant, maybe a little bit of art on the walls in there. That's great. The next thing I want to address is the mirror. I recently did a powder room, and I did one of those new mirrors now that's a mirror on mirror. It's mirror with a mirror frame. And if you go out there, and there's not really a name for them, but if you Google it and you see these mirrors out there, that the frame is also mirror, very elegant, very reflective, that brings the light in, and a touch of glam. And I think that for this request that I got, that's a way of getting a little bit of glam. I also like the idea of putting perhaps a little flush mount fixture that has that same sort of a glam to it, something that has some sheen to it, some light coming down from it. I've been doing a lot of pattern rooms lately, and often people are doing a flush mount fixture that's a little bit elegant, has a little crystal on it or something going on in the space, which is also nice to do. Artwork is important. If you have a window in that space, you want to address a window. And a pattern room on a first floor, you definitely want to start by having a privacy treatment. Nothing worse than being at someone's house and using the restroom and realizing that you can see out to your guests in your backyard. So you want to do a nice under treatment, something that has a backing to it, so it's white on the back, and that it can be down all the time to let some light in. Often I'll do a blind, a heavy wood blind, either in white or a wood tone. This way you can let some light in, but there's still privacy there. And then we want to do a top treatment. And typically in a powder room, we'll do some sort of a valance, a nice valance on top with a beautiful fabric, and just a little bit of fabric. And then it lets you bring some color into the space. I would work on picking a color theme and then going for it. So that's something else that you can do to make your pattern room really over the top and have a little bling. All right, we've just come up to news. So I'm going to have you go through news, and then we'll answer your questions here on Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
President Obama is naming federal Judge Merrick Garland to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Democratic National Committee Chairperson Debbie Wasserman Schultz says Garland should be approved by the Senate.
Justice Garland has earned the support of Republicans and Democrats alike since 1997, with one senior Republican previously calling Judge Garland a consensus nominee and vowing to help President Obama ensure him a seat on the Supreme Court.
Obama announced his pick today and called Garland the right man for the right job. The president said Garland is considered one of the nation's sharpest legal minds. North Korea is giving an American student 15 years of hard labor for crimes against the state. Otto Warmbier from the University of Virginia was arrested in January as he was trying to leave North Korea and was accused of committing hostile acts. Warmbier said at a press conference last month that he committed the crime of taking down a political slogan poster from an international hotel. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
A big night for Donald Trump. More from senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
Republican frontrunner Donald Trump took time in his victory speech after winning in Florida to poke some fun at the anti-Trump ads run against him in the state. Trump said he was at the PGA tournament this weekend surrounded by large TVs, when one ad came on.
The worst commercial, and I'm with these wonderful people from Cadillac and all these top executives, and I'm saying, look over there, look, don't watch it, don't, you don't want to watch it. I'm saying, isn't the grass beautiful? Look, don't watch.
Almost $8 million in anti-Trump advertising ran in Florida, which Trump said just boosted his numbers. I'm Jason Wirt.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump is predicting riots if he doesn't win the Republican presidential nomination. The GOP frontrunner told CNN's Newsday that if he goes into the Republican convention this summer with almost enough delegates to win but doesn't, bad things would happen. As it stands now, Trump might not have the clear majority needed to secure the nomination outright. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Florida's governor is calling on Republicans to come together and support Donald Trump. The endorsement from Governor Rick Scott comes after Florida primary voters overwhelmingly backed the Trump campaign. Scott says it's clear that voters want a businessman outsider who will shake up the status quo in Washington. In a Facebook post, Scott says it's time to end what he called Republican-on-Republican violence and get serious about winning in November. A major city is suspending all subway service for an entire day to conduct safety inspections. More on that from USA's Chris Barnes.
Washington, D.C. shutting down its entire metro rail system for at least 29 hours. Metro making the dramatic decision on Tuesday afternoon after an electric cable caught fire the previous morning. The safety check will be aimed at avoiding a repeat of last year's deadly smoke incident at L'Enfant Plaza Station in the district. D.C. officials are scrambling to increase bus service and provide alternative transportation during the shutdown. In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump's campaign is making good on a threat to ban a reporter who wrote a story the campaign did not like. Political reporter Ben Schreckinger was kept out of the Republican frontrunner's press conference in Florida last night after he won at least three presidential primaries. Trump officials threatened last week to keep political reporters out of Trump's campaign events. Trump's people are upset over Politico's reporting on claims that Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski grabbed a reporter's arm and pulled her away when she tried to ask the real estate mogul a question. I'm Melody Burkett.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. I'm going to take another request, and this came to me from Gina, and she's in Bedminster, New Jersey. And Gina writes she is moving into a new condo. The condo is not new. It's new to her. It was built in the 1980s, probably the hills, I would think, in Bedminster, New Jersey. Built in the 1980s, so she has to gut everything. She says it's a very small two-bedroom condo all on one floor and has to change all the surfaces. She wants to keep it light because the place is quite small, and then do pops of color in the different rooms. But she wants to stick with a color palette that's up to date and bring some color with the neutral walls. What would I suggest? Okay, very good. I'm certainly some suggestions for you if you're gutting a condo from the 1980s. You probably want to start from the floor and work your way up. I had been in a lot of the ones in the 80s when they originally built, and there's a lot of parquet floors out there. So if you have parquet, we want to get rid of that. If you have hardwood throughout, which you probably don't, you're in good shape. You'd want to probably refinish that and go a little darker with the floor. It's a misnomer that darker floors are going to make a room look smaller. In fact, if you have a light wall color and a dark floor, the contrast is good. It gives it a perception of depth. So I would start with the flooring. If you have a flooring that had old carpeting and so on, I would rip it all out. You said it's all on one surface, and I would go with the new hardwood floors. And you can have the floors either a factory finish, which is always easier because we don't have to stain it in place, and you don't know exactly how it's going to come out as far as porosity. So I think if you do, you don't want to overprice the condo as well. I know they go for a good amount of money, and you don't want to overprice if you started at a high price point. But we probably want to do a medium width board and a mid-tone. You don't want to be too dark or too light. This withstands this test of time is being in the middle. I do like the look of the new washed floors and the gray floors, but they will not stand the test of time. I would stick with a mid-size board and a medium tone wood, like sort of a toast color or slightly darker, is your best bet to go. And I would carry them throughout the space. It's very good for your health. And one floor is one of the sure things you can do to make a place seem bigger. So I would carry the hardwood throughout the entire space, and I think you'd be in great shape. The only place that obviously I wouldn't use hardwood would be in your bathroom. You can certainly do it in your powder room, but in the bathrooms you want to put some tile in. That being said, in those bathroom floors, I would probably, if you have two bathrooms, let's say a powder room and another bath, a master bath. I would also do the same floors in both baths, do them the same, and I would do them in white tile. I like the hex shape. I think that's always a nice shape, or herringbone, a nice white tile that maybe looks like Carrara, and I would do them in both bathrooms, and I would do crisp white bathrooms. Later we can talk about accents of color, but I'm going to give you a good neutral base that's going to make it look bigger, and then we can work on pops of color. I would do very white bathrooms in your guest bath. I certainly would do a white vanity. I would do a single white vanity in that, and I would probably do a white vanity in your master as well. I'd keep the bathrooms very light and neutral except for the wall color and the accessories. When it comes to your kitchen, let's do a nice white shaker-style cabinet. Let's do a light stone granite and a backsplash that's subway tile. So we have our bases done. They're all white. They're all neutral. They're all traditional and yet timeless, and you have a good base going there. Typically, the ones that were built in the 80s don't have a lot of molding. Here's your time to add some molding. I would add a significant baseboard. If the unit is relatively small, it's not a lot of material, so I would pick up your baseboard, because after you take out the flooring, you're not going to have your baseboard molding anymore. It probably have been ruined. So we want to do a thick white baseboard molding, super white and semi-gloss paint, and then crown molding. Nothing makes a house more valuable for a small amount of money than doing a beautiful white crown. Again, we want to have the ceilings being a super white that's a flat. We want the crown molding, trim, and doors all to be a super white semi-gloss. And then when we finish the floors in our mid-tone wood, we want to make sure that we use a low luster finish. You don't want shiny floors, for sure. So now pretty much you have the shell done, which is terrific. We want to start about talking about the window treatments. And when you're in a condo, and I know the Hills from when I lived there many, many years ago, a lot of the master associations want you to only have window treatments on the outside white. So we can do a variety of options, but you want to make sure if you're doing a cloth treatment that it is lined in a white lining, so what faces out is white. Often in condo developments, I will use 2-inch white wood blinds or the composite blind, because it allows you to filter light. And if you're on a first floor unit and people are walking by, you want some privacy. Also, the louvers of a blind are very attractive. If the budget permits, I love plantation shutters. They're very beautiful. White plantation shutters can really finish off a place. And we're able to do them as an inside mount, so they'll be within the framework of the windows. And Hunter Douglas and Graber are able to match the color of white that you've chosen for your paint to your blind on an inside mount, so it can really look seamless. Even if you can't afford a plantation shutter, a white blind, 2-inch white composite blind, which is relatively inexpensive, with the same exact color as the paint hung inside mount, will be very nice. So now we have our bases covered. Now we can bring in some layers of color. We want to start by doing a neutral throughout, and I would pick probably a gray or a grayish, which is a combination of gray and beige. I do like Benjamin Moore's Edgecombe Gray or Revere Pewter. And it's nice because it's a combination of both gray and beige. It's kind of neutral. You can go either way with it, and you can do lots of pops of color. In your powder room, if you have a powder room, I would probably consider some sort of a wonderful wallpaper that we can tie in color-wise. And I guess I get the look that you're going for. If you have a limited amount of space and you use a palette of colors and then do different adaptations throughout, that makes the place seem bigger. So what I might suggest to you is certainly go with what you like. If you have a gray, you have a neutral background, and you can do anything. But what I really like lately is a sort of really beautiful blue, a really rich blue and citrus green. Blue and green are beautiful. They're both, they can be both masculine or feminine, but I would probably do like a citrus green and a royal blue or a navy blue and have that be your pop of color. And I would start by your main room or your sitting room and so on, and I would make sure that the artwork and the rug and the furniture have those colors in them. Find one or two fabrics that carry both the citrus green and the royal blue, and then start with that as an accent. I wouldn't have your sofas be that color. I'd have your sofas be neutral, but then pops of color. In your dining area, I would do the same thing. If you have a dining area, I would incorporate elements of your accessories, your placemats, maybe the fabric on your chairs with that same citrus green blue combination. In your kitchen, your plates, your decorative plates, and so on, I would layer the citrus green and the blue with all the white. And then in your bedroom, let's say you're fortunate enough to have two bedrooms, in your master bedroom or the larger of the two, I may take one or two of those colors and incorporate them in paint. So if you're doing your master bedroom, maybe I'll take that citrus green and just put it on the one wall, the headboard wall. That's a nice thing to do. And then I can take that same apple green and blue and use it in wallpaper in your powder room. I would say probably keep the second bedroom, the guest bedroom, neutral and just use bedding that works. But in the master bedroom, bathroom, suite, I probably use the combination of those two colors and paint. So you have some layers and it all ties in. The combination of having one floor makes the space look bigger. The combination of doing all the same paint throughout, except for an enclosed area where you have a master bedroom bathroom, will make it look better. Using all white in your kitchen and your bathrooms will make it look bigger and brighter. And then you want to address overhead lighting, cans or recessed lights. Sometimes you can't do them in condo townhouses, but if you can, great way to get beautiful lighting in your space, and always put them on dimmers. So if we have the base complete, we have white, beautiful, two and a half inch blinds on every window. It's consistent on the outside. You have that beautiful white louvered look. We're good to go. All we have to do is top treatments, and that's where you can get a little bit creative and so on by doing beautiful fabrics on your window treatments, and you can bring those strong pops of color against your windows. Bring in those navies and sort of like an ice blue, and maybe throw a little yellow in there and some citrus, and you can really bring the whole thing together. That's how they get you interested in models. They take a space, they use apartment size or smaller size furniture, which is another tip that I was going to tell you, and then they have a palette and they carry it from room to room in different ways. So that's a way to trick the eye to make the space seem bigger and brighter and have it have a real finished look. Should you take that condo and do every room in a very different color in a small space, it's going to compartmentalize it and close it in. This is very pleasing to the eye because it carries from room to room and will make your space seem bigger and brighter. So I hope I've answered your question. And we're about to go to a couple more commercial messages, last of the show, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design after these brief messages.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And we are back with Modern Design, Design Dilemmas. This message just came in to me during the commercial break. It's a text I got from Gail. Gail doesn't say where she's from. But Gail asked me, she's working on lighting on her house, and have I seen anything that I like in terms of fixtures and or lamps? And that's very an interesting question. I'm having a hard time myself finding lamps for people I like. It seems like lighting is all or nothing. Either it's as plain as it can possibly be, or it's so over the top that it looks like a wedding cake. So I, again, have having a hard time lately finding lighting lamps and chandeliers that I like. I often talk about the classic drum fixture on the show because it's a nice transitional piece that I like over a dining room table. And that is a very simple fixture, but it has a cloth shade on it that goes around as a cylinder. And I always think either a nice bright white or a beautiful tan linen color really is a beautiful look. It's a nice silhouette. It throws off a lot of light. And again, it can go very traditional or very contemporary. So that's, as far as a chandelier, something that I like. I also sometimes like, in certain spaces, like a bedroom or sometimes even a powder room, to throw a little small chandelier up. I kind of like that look, and the look is changing a lot. I'm seeing a lot of open lanterns that I like. So it's a sort of the framework is metal, and then there's a light inside of it. So things like that are kind of nice. Pendants for the islands, if you have an island in your kitchen, is something that you can do very beautifully. I do like the bell jar fixture, that glass fixture that you see in very traditional homes used over an island. That's kind of a nice modern adaptation of it. And I often like something called seated glass, and that's where the glass has that sort of bubble look to it, so it makes it a little bit more modern. That's always nice over an island or at a foyer entrance. As far as lamps are concerned, lamps are very wild lately. I'm not saying lamps that I love, and the scale of lamps is kind of crazy. I think back in the 1950s and early 60s, lamps were very tall. And I'm seeing a return to that, but sometimes I think they're a little bit too over the top. So I don't have a general answer for a shape of a lamp that I like. I always like the classic sort of large, wide lamp that has a ginger jar shape to it with a drum fixture. I've seen them lately done in mercury glass. I've seen them done in porcelain, in bright colors, not too much with lamps that I like, except I like that same drum shade. And shades for lamps have gotten more beautiful than ever. They have a lot of texture now to them, so you want to pick a shade that has a really nice look to it. Okay, let's take another question. This came to me from social media, and this is from Rick. And Rick says, I'm redoing my bedroom and want to do new furniture. Can you recommend a look that might be nice for a bachelor pad? And okay, so a lot of times I do recommend an upholstered headboard, but for a bachelor pad, I think that might be slightly on the feminine side. One of the things that I have done recently is that I did a teenager's bedroom, we did a nice color palette because we did the furniture in black, and we did a wonderful bed that had a black cutout headboard, and this one did also have a footboard, and it was a painted black finish, very masculine looking. We did a wide blind on the window, a 2.5-inch blind with tapes, and we had those wide cloth tapes, so have had a sort of kind of a retro look to it. We had a hardwood floor, and then we did an area rug underneath, and we did sort of a striped rug, if you will. And then we brought in a really cool gray tone on the walls, and we popped it with a little bit of blue. And we had the black and the blue and the gray, and it was a really nice combination. But black furniture, black painted furniture, I think is kind of young, but very specifically male. I also like charcoal gray furniture for a single male's bedroom. Sometimes a little bit of safari or animal is nice. So you want to bring some browns in with the black. That's kind of nice. And if you're a little bit more traditional, you can always, as far as your bedding, you can throw some sort of Ralph Lauren-looking bedding on it, things that look like shirtings with a sort of chambray blue, or if we want to do some plaids. I did see a fabric the other day that was in a house in Scotland, and it was a royal blue and black plaid, and that was really sharp-looking. And I think on a black-painted bed or black furniture, I think that's kind of a nice look. It's not necessarily male, but it has more of a male quality to it. And I think it's very sharp looking. Okay, the next question I have comes to me, and this is Jennifer, and she's in Bridgewater, New Jersey. And she says, I need a home office as I am working several days a week from home. Any suggestions? I have a very small room to use for an office. All right. Well, I guess about 6 months ago, I was doing a home in Maplewood, New Jersey, a very, very tiny colonial. And they have a, they had a small room, which is basically just the size of a nursery, that they needed to convert into a home office for the woman's job. So some of the things that I did is that when you have a very small space to be a home office, key is storage. So you want to make sure that you have as much storage as possible. So we want to go straight to the walls as far back as you can, and we want to add, whether you built it in or whether you purchase it, we want to add closed shelving. And in this case, what we did is we built something in that went all the way around the bottom, which was closed storage. And I used a guy I use for a closet company with that. And we had tons of space for things like reams of paper. And we created some pullouts for the trash can, and for a pullout for the printer, fax machine, and so on. So everything was kind of hidden, which was nice. We did it all in white. And then on the top deck of the first layer, we had a flat surface so she could put things down on. So we finished the surface in wood, which was nice, which it contrasted the white. And then the top part to the ceiling was open shelving all the way around the perimeter of the room, which even incorporated in the one window. So it was totally functional. Completely around the space was functional storage, closed storage on the bottom, a flat deck to put things down or work on, and an open top all the way to the crown molding. So it gave us as much storage as possible. And then we fit out the one closet to have storage for things as well. So it was very functional. So that left us an open floor plan to create a desk that would be both aesthetically attractive and functional. So we picked a beautiful desk that was a distressed white desk, and we got a beautiful chair. In fact, we didn't even use an office chair. We used a beautiful chair that we had saw in the store that was also white and had nail heads on it. And then we incorporated casters on it, but in a discreet way. And it's very important that when you're working that many hours a day, that your desk be able to roll and to move, because you're going to be grabbing things and so on when you're on the telephone. So we did put a clear mat underneath so she could roll. And then we wanted to pick a beautiful, cheery color, because when you're in an office, you wanted to do something that's really sharp. So we wound up doing a combination of gray and sunny yellow. So we have a lot of sunny yellow. The walls are a medium tone gray, but we found a beautiful fabric in sunny yellow and did the window treatments, the little bit of an area rug that we had in sunny yellow, and then pops of sunny yellow in the little pictures that we put on the wall. And then we accessorized the desk in shades of silver, black, and a bright yellow. Really came out quite nice. It was kind of chic looking with the white and so on. But the big thing with the home office is that you want it to be as functional as possible. And that's what the show is all about. It's all about bringing fashion to the surface, but also giving you great practical ideas. Okay, well, we're at the end of our hour. I thank you, my listeners, for texting me and through social media. Keep giving me those questions. I appreciate it. One of the things that I do is I do live speaking engagements. I'll be doing one again in April, and I'll invite you to join us. The last one I did was at Melly Mello Home in February in Chatham. That was great. We'll probably be doing one also in northern or central New Jersey by middle of April. Okay, I will see you next Wednesday with Modern Design. Look forward to seeing you then. Have a great week, everybody. See you next week.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
President Obama is naming federal Judge Merrick Garland to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Democratic National Committee Chairperson Debbie Wasserman Schultz says Garland should be approved by the Senate.
Justice Garland has earned the support of Republicans and Democrats alike since 1997, with one senior Republican previously calling Judge Garland a consensus nominee and vowing to help President Obama ensure him a seat on the Supreme Court.
Obama announced his pick today and called Garland the right man for the right job. The president said Garland is considered one of the nation's sharpest legal minds. North Korea is giving an American student 15 years of hard labor for crimes against the state. Otto Warmbier from the University of Virginia was arrested in January as he was trying to leave North Korea and was accused of committing hostile acts. Warmbier said at a press conference last month that he committed the crime of taking down a political slogan poster from an international hotel. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
A big night for Donald Trump. More from senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
Republican frontrunner Donald Trump took time in his victory speech after winning in Florida to poke some fun at the anti-Trump ads run against him in the state. Trump said he was at the PGA tournament this weekend surrounded by large TVs when one ad came on.
The worst commercial, and I'm with these wonderful people from Cadillac and all these top executives, and I'm saying, look over there, look, don't watch it. No, don't, you don't want to watch it. I'm saying, isn't the grass beautiful? Look, don't watch.
Almost $8 million in anti-Trump advertising ran in Florida, which Trump said just boosted his numbers. I'm Jason Wirt.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump is predicting riots if he doesn't win the Republican presidential nomination. The GOP frontrunner told CNN's Newsday that if he goes into the Republican convention this summer with almost enough delegates to